Now, something we have concentrated on and covered over the last, I suppose, couple of years, but unfortunately it's been an increasing phenomenon, has been the issue of dog attacks on sheep. And we're bringing the story this morning of another one. Daniel O'Donoghue is a farmer in the Spa in Killarney. He's with me on the line. Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I went checking on my sheep this morning about 8 o'clock, so just getting bright. And I found that, I'm not sure the exact number, but I said we're talking of low double digits have been slaughtered by dogs during the night. One of them was a Yo scan with 3 lambs last week. She was the first one I found, actually. More of them entangled in wire, and as any sheep farmer would know, the usual carnage with sheep stressed and all that carry on.
Absolutely horrendous, Daniel. The last thing you wanted to see this morning as you went out checking them after the
storm. The last you want to see any morning is, yes, it's not, it's not good at all. No.
Yeah.
So I'm just appealing to people like that, anyone that have dogs in the general area, whatever, like, you know, I know where they came from, to please to tie up their dogs and keep them. It's like there's nothing to stop it happening again tonight, like, so that's what I'm mainly appealing for, is people to lock up their, tie up their dogs or keep control of them. I'm sure the people that own them dogs, like, probably love their dogs and love animals, but just, you know, these things happen. But anyway, that's my rant for this morning.
Yeah, a message out there to everybody, really. Like, you've reported to the Gardaí, you'll be reporting at the Gardaí, and I know you'll be getting advice from Chagas on this as well, Daniel, or what can be done?
Yeah, I reported to the Gardaí that about half an hour ago, and they said they'd be in contact with me, and I was onto my Chagas man as well, and he actually told me to ring the Gardaí, but like I was trying to get the full head count of what's gone, but it's not pretty anyway.
Yeah, certainly not. Look, no. we had you know, attacks late last year in December in the Tralee area. We had an attack last year where 70, you know, there was sheep driven off cliffs by dogs. Yeah. And it's just you can't help but think about the suffering of the animals as well.
Oh, so that's the main thing. I heard them reports before on the radio, yeah, like, but it's mainly the suffering, like, and sheep are nervous creatures, like, you know, like, they go through extreme trauma, like, to us. Even I had one, she was a kind of a pet sheep, like, I have her for years, and she's heavy and lamb, and, like, she was caught in water by her, hanging by her back leg, like, she's not in the light, but she'd be okay. But like I say, I'm just appealing to anyone, please, in the area with dogs to tie them up or control them or wherever the dogs came from. We don't know where they came from, but anyway, that's all I'm appealing for this morning, please.
Yeah. It seems to be, I don't know what it is, it seems to be just on the increase, this sort of activity, or these instances seem to be happening more often, whatever the reason is. I suppose vigilance is the only answer,
yeah,
Daniel.
I don't know, Jory. That seems to be, like, it seems to be increasing. Yeah, it seems to be happening with more frequency. Like, so the reason is, I don't know. Like, that's just, I don't know. I could know what the reason is, but it'd have to be, if we want to be addressed at some level anyway, if it's possible to address it.
Yeah. What kind of a cost are you looking at, Daniel? I know that's not your first concern, but it's still a reality.
I'll be honest, Joe. I even haven't estimated the cost, which, like, the one that was scanned with 3 lambs, I thought she's worth the spare €100 there. And I say, I weighed her 9 more pounds, so I was talking, I don't know, €1,500 or more. Like I said, the cost is important, but it's not the main concern at all. Like, you know, so the stress and the trauma on the sheep and on the farmers and everything else, that's my main concern is, like, I wouldn't come on radio carry on if I'm being probably traumatised myself.
Yeah, look, I understand it, but it's important to get the message out there, because it reminds people or gives people the warning just to make sure that they control their animals at night.
Again sometime, yeah. I think it could say if something happened in the future again, like, to be worth it anyway. Yeah.
Okay, Daniel, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about that. Very sorry to hear it this morning, but thanks for making people aware of it, because it does play a role in making people aware and maybe shocking and jolting people into action to make sure they control their dogs and keep them under control, particularly at night. That's Daniel O'Donoghue there, a farmer in Killarney. 8 a.m. this morning, discovered sheep, as he said, slaughtered and injured by a dog or dogs, maybe 12 to 13 perhaps, maybe and reporting it to Gardaí, and a very clear message there from him to dog owners. And with me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald, who had his own motion down for this and in an attempt to try and map out areas that have been affected by it. Councillor Fitzgerald, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to you and all your listeners. And yes, Gerry, I had a motion down at our recent municipal district meeting last Wednesday in relation to this. I called and am calling on Kerry County Council to map the areas that are open to these dreadful attacks. As has been said, Gerry, it's an awful financial strain on farmers. It's very, very emotionally upsetting, etc. So why map it? I think by mapping it, it highlights the areas where this is occurring. That can be publicised. It can raise great awareness amongst dog owners that this is happening, and it would alert them to the fact that they need to check on their dogs. Also, Gerry, a little bit of enforcement around this. Every dog should be, must be, is supposed to be microchipped. In other words, that you can pick up where the dog is at, and that gives a great advantage to people. If an area, if the county were mapped or the country were mapped in terms of sheep attacks, then that highlights the areas where it's happening. It points the resources of Kerry County Council towards calling door to door, asking people to ensure that their dogs are microchipped. If that were the case, then that means that somebody's knocking on the doors of everyone around the area, not having a go at anybody, not pointing the finger at anybody, but saying, listen, you need to have your dog microchipped, please go about doing it. And if that's the case, then that gives the chance of trying to find and locate where the dog is. I've raised a second motion to Gerry, if I could go on and just to finish it out. The Department of Agriculture have a fantastic satellite monitoring system in terms of activity on farms in relation to the basic payment, increment payment scheme. So my point is, and I called on the Department of Agriculture to liaise with company or companies that have dog, that run the dog microchipping system, and to adapt the satellite system so that, in other words, what does all that mean? If there's an attack on your farm overnight, as that man has endured last night, this morning, if there's an attack, you arrive, you see it, you contact the Department of Agriculture and say, listen, this has happened in my area, can you backtrack the satellite system and see what dogs or what microchip numbers or codes, whatever they are, came up in the area and on my land at such and such an hour or whatever, you know, give or take an hour or two. And that pinpoints then the dogs that were in the area at the time.
And look, the need for this is underlined, unfortunately, again, by the reality this morning that Daniel faced. 10 to 12 absolutely. Sheep slaughtered by dog attacks.
Absolutely. And it occurred in Ballymacallagas, Ballymac, Kilduff region before Christmas as well. And I was asked by locals, farmers, to do something about this and to see if something could be done. I recognise, Gerry, and to your listeners, that there naturally is a GDPR issue here, that if my dog is microchipped and then the Department of Agriculture are looking for that information, should something happen, that I would need to waive it. But look, where there's a will, there's a way. So if it all worked out, Gerry, if the mapping was done by Kerry County Council, look at what could be done on social media and through yourselves, etc., highlighting the areas where it occurs. You would have an enforcement officer going door to door, asking in that pinpointed area, because the county is huge, in that pinpointed area, asking, you know, is your dog microchipped, ensuring that it's done. If we can get it across the line to the Department of Agriculture, we could find ourselves with a strong system that you could identify what dog was there, when they were there, and does it tally or match with a sheep attack on that field at that time. Because every field has a number, as you know, and every farmer has a herd number, and you can trace it back very, 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 very quickly. If it can be done, Gerry, because this is, you see, the problem for all of us is that we don't know what dog, you know, was there. I mean, given the storm last night, nobody was out and about. nobody was out and about, and it could be any dog from anywhere, you know, within the reasonable locality. So by mapping it, it might go a long way towards solving the problem. My heart goes out to that farmer this morning, Jerry. My heart does, you know, I mean, that is tough, but I'm trying to find a way through it, and hopefully something will come of it.
Yeah. Look, is that the answer? This awareness, this, you know, mapping initiatives like that, are we going to have to go back to the days of the 1980s and the television ad where Bonzo the dog killed some sheep?
Let's hope we don't have to, Jerry. I think by mapping it, you would alert the owner of a dog who might have a suspicion that their dog is wandering at night, who might be reasonably clued into their own dog's activity, that the dog is gone at night, and it might make them sit up and say, listen, an enforcement officer is going around. Thanks, Fionnuala Fitzgerald and Radio Jerry, for highlighting that. But they have to go in and do it, Jerry, because there's a public awareness around it now of the areas where this is happening. So they might go away and get ahead and do it. And it might make that owner think twice about letting the dog sit outside the back door at night, because that's what must be happening, Jerry. The dogs must be sleeping, you know, rough outside in the shed or outside the back door, you know, free, in other words, and the household inside completely unaware are not in control of where the dog is at that time. So it should, Jerry, go in the right direction. Unfortunately, in this life, we have to go down the route of enforcement as well as awareness, with a map of the county highlighting the strong areas, the red areas where this happens, could really help it going forward.
Yeah,
there are a lot
okay.
of boxes to tick, Jerry. You know,
yeah, there are other things that need to be done as a combination of things to try and tackle it. Finally, news coming through this morning from a consulting company representing the owner of the Edenburn estate, effectively in Ballymac. You and a number of councillors had written to Roderick O'Gorman asking questions about whether it was to be offered up for state accommodation or for a state contract for Ukrainians or international protection applicants. That's not the case. It's going to be developed and very shortly come to market for 2, 3 and 4 bedroomed apartments for rental in the private market. What's your reaction to that?
Hearing that, Jerry, I think that the whole debate, whether it's Edenburn or whatever part of the county the issue is occurring, I've done some study on this, Jerry. Naturally, this has been moving around in my area over the last number of months. I think we need to, as a country, we need to have a conversation about it. People regularly say, we don't know where they are coming from, we don't know how many, etc. If there are groups moving into localities, into areas, there needs to be a period of getting to know people. Take, for example, Jerry, if a neighbour moves in next door to any one of us, there's a little bit of natural concern about that, and that's natural. That's a completely natural reaction. We have a new neighbour, I wonder will they play games and sport with the kids and all of that. And bit by bit, you test that water, you get to know, you drop a bag of sugar over next door or a carton of milk or whatever it is, and take your vibes and eventually get to know the person, break down the barrier. Or sometimes, Jerry, you might say, look, I don't know if I'm going to get on with that neighbour. So within a short period of time, you're in a situation where you could have play dates and games of football and all that going on in back gardens and sharing sports equipment, etc., or not. With a large group of people coming in next door to you, that is naturally then augmented. And that is a natural reaction where you're caring for yourself, because there's a large number of new neighbours coming in. And my fear is that if there's a lack of information coming out from government circles and a lack of conversation between locals and the incoming group in it, then...
But you have the clarity now. This is going to be private rental market accommodation, which is good news for the area, I would have taken it.
Yeah, it is good news, and it gives clarity to it, and it answers the questions. And I'm very, very grateful to the owners for giving the answer this morning, and it brings relief to the area and to all concerned. So it's very, very welcome news, Jerry, this morning.
Okay, all right, Fionnuala, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your view on
Thanks
that. If you have a view on what Councillor Fionnuala Fitzgerald had to say in relation to those things, get in touch with us on the show.